Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
I'm not a real religious person, but I'm somewhat religious. And I'm just wondering if God's telling us he doesn't want us to drill offshore because it sure is setting back offshore drilling.
I understand totally what George thinks and what other people think about marriage being between a man and a woman. And it's a real reversal, really, to accept gay marriage.
But you do.
But I think we could, yeah.
You ever heard the expression, someone's so heavenly minded, they're of no earthly good? I always think that's such a bogus thing. It's the other way around. If you're heavenly minded, for the first time, you actually become of some earthly good.
Washington jet drivers love Issues Etc.
There are obviously more than four big moral issues out there on the American landscape, but a recent poll by Gallup seems to demonstrate that four big moral issues do divide Americans. We are morally divided. Doctor-assisted suicide, gay and lesbian relations, abortion, and having a baby outside of marriage. We're almost split down the middle on those issues. And it wasn't too long ago, a time that seems now a century, at least in terms of how far we've come, it wasn't too long ago that we probably would not have found much division at all among Americans, at least as they would poll on those very issues. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, June the 1st. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin today's show talking to Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse about this new Gallup poll on four moral issues, and then we'll begin a summer series on women in Scripture. Today we'll start where Scripture starts with the women, the very first one, Eve. Dr. David Adams will be our guest of Concordia Seminary. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can email us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is a regular guest. She's founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's authored the books Love and Economics and Smart Sex. Dr. Morse, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
What surprised you most when you looked over the results of this recent Gallup poll on moral issues in Americans?
Well, the surprises for me came when you looked down a little bit further past the headline, Todd. You know me. I always read the whole thing. I don't just read the headline. And so I was surprised to find that America's evenly divided on the issue of physician-assisted suicide. But then when you look further down, a huge percentage of Americans believe that suicide itself is morally wrong. So what is up with that? I mean, I just think that is completely crazy and kind of shows that people aren't really thinking the thing through all the way. So that was one thing that surprised me. And the other thing that surprised me is that, again, when you look down a little further into the data there, that there's a difference between the views of men and women on a lot of the issues, and particularly the issue of abortion. Women are more likely to think that abortion is wrong, is morally wrong, than men are. And that confirms what we've talked about many times together on this program, which is that the pro-life movement is, in fact, the new women's movement. So those are the surprises to me, and naturally, neither of those surprises made it into the headline or the top paragraph.
So obviously, at least just as a whole, and this is a generalization, our moral reasoning, if you will, is less than it should be on a lot of these things. If we can be as inconsistent as you say we are on like issues of suicide, what about the big four that did make the headline, beginning with gay and lesbian relationships? I'm looking here at the results, and generally speaking, we're talking about a 9-point spread. 52% of Americans find these relationships morally acceptable. How would you tease that apart?
Well, if you, I guess the first one on their list was physician-assisted suicide, which was a dead heat, 49%. And then the next one was gay and lesbian relations. I found it interesting that the Gallup poll asked the question in the way that it did. It didn't ask about same-sex marriage. It asked about gay and lesbian relations. And so what you're finding is that a lot of people have kind of taken the step down along the path of the sexual revolution of basically saying sex is just a kind of a recreational act, and it doesn't much matter who you do it with or what context you do it in. And so if you believe that, then of course there's no big deal associated with, you know, anal sex or oral sex or sex with more than one partner or sex with the same sex partner. None of that matters, you know. But if you continue to believe that sex is about something more than sex, right, that sex tracks a whole lot of other things, and that what you do with the body matters a lot, and that the femaleness of the body and the maleness of the body are important and significant things. If you still think that, then, of course, it's going to matter what kind of relationships people have, what kind of sexual activity they engage in. And you see that in the data. When you look down further, you see that the way the country is divided, it is largely along partisan lines. That happened to be the dimensions that they chose to use, was to look at Republicans versus Democrats and independents. But, of course, you could check it out with regular religious practice and college education and a whole variety of other things you could look at. But I think that's the basic dividing line, is sex a recreational activity, or is sex something else and something more? I think that's a big dividing line. And honestly, it's irreconcilable. Either sex is significant or it isn't. You know, you can't really negotiate on that in a way, you know? So that in that sense, the Gallup poll is onto something significant, that difference of opinion is not something that can be easily swept away or easily compromised on either side.
There's another, perhaps I'm just seeing an inconsistency whether there isn't one, but when asked about sex between an unmarried man and woman, I guess we would call that either premarital or non-marital sex, I guess, about 59% of Americans found that morally acceptable, as opposed to 38% that found it morally wrong. Go down to the bottom of the list, and you have married men and women having an affair. There it seems as though marriage must play some sort of a role in our moral reasoning, because only 6% of Americans found that morally acceptable, as opposed to 92%.
Yeah,
and that's—I mean, 92% is hard to get in any poll on any issue.
What's going on? Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. That is exactly right. That's Americans are still somehow making a distinction between marriage and non-marriage, so that the basic expectation is that if you're married, you're supposed to be sexually exclusive. Now, of course, you don't have to get married till you're 35, and you can do anything you want up until then. But once you're married, the expectation is that marriage means something sexually exclusive, and so that's important, because if that tracks a number of other things as well. So recently, there was a study showing that many in the gay community think that monogamy is not particularly a significant aspect of a committed relationship. And so we've actually had some discussion on that over on our blog, over on the ruthblog.org, that people can go chime in and see what people are talking about back and forth. Some people are saying, well, you know, there are straight people who are unfaithful as well as gay people who are unfaithful. And of course, that's certainly true. But the difference is, and what's showing in that particular poll that you're looking at, is that straight people still think there's something shameful about it, right? That if you're fooling around outside of marriage, you really shouldn't be doing that. And people don't go around saying, oh, wow, this is really cool. And let's all do this, you know. People still have an expectation that once you get married, there's a different standard of behavior. And if, in fact, the gay community does not agree with that, it would be good to know that before they join into the institution and try to bring their moral norms, whatever those might be, to influence the rest of us and what we think the moral norm ought to be around marriage, around that issue. And so that the issue that you're showing there is quite striking, even though there may be a lot of hypocrisy about it, and there may be a lot of people who don't act that way. In point of fact, people still understand there to be something shameful about having sex outside of your marriage, which is different from having sex outside of your cohabiting partner relationship, and which may be different from having sex outside your committed same-sex relationship, if the reports are to be believed. So that is very significant, and I'm glad you pointed that out, Todd.
What about finally here divorce, where about 70% of Americans think it's morally acceptable, only 23% not? Your reflection on that with about a minute and a half.
Well, okay. If you ask the vast majority of Americans what they think about divorce, I believe that number, 70%, say divorce is morally okay. But if you break it down by age group, one of the things that we see at the Ruth Institute all the time is that younger people do not agree with that. It's quite interesting that unlike a lot of issues, there is not just this gradual decline with age, you know, with the younger people being more and more accepting of so-called modern norms. The peak in belief that divorce is acceptable, the peak comes in the baby boomer generation. People older than the baby boomers think divorce is a bad thing, and people younger than the baby boomers think it's not such a good thing. And the younger you go, actually, the less acceptable people find divorce. And so that 70% number is covering a lot of nuance and a lot of difference there. If you asked a younger group of people, you would not get a number anything like that. I'm quite certain.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute, based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's author of the books Love and Economics and Smart Sex. You'll find a link to her blog and website at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to start a summer series, and I imagine it will probably stretch past the summer. Dr. David Adams of Concordia Seminary is going to join us. We're going to go all the way back to the beginning, talking about women in Scripture, starting, well, where Scripture starts, with the very first woman, Eve. Stay tuned.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
These days, value affords me a new attitude. It lets me appreciate that I can start my day with more than a $6 cup of coffee, and that I officially have permission to skip dinner out to spend time talking with my family over casserole in. Concordia Publishing House offers Christian products that help me focus on what matters most. Visit any of the three Concordia bookstores downtown in Kirkwood and on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton, or shop online at cph.org and find out what a new value attitude looks like in your life.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen on Demand page and click Share This.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.